Saturday, January 7th, Liturgy of the Hours, Evening Prayer. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the Feast of the Epiphany. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. In the Evening Prayer Hymn. As with gladness men of old did the guiding star behold, as with joy they held its light, leading onwards, beaming bright. So, most gracious God, may we evermore be led to Thee. As with joyful steps they sped to that lowly manger bed, there to bend the knee before Him who heaven and earth adore, so may we be with willing feet ever seek Thy mercy seat. As they offered gifts most rare at the manger rude and bare, so may we with holy joy, pure and free from sins, alloy. Allah, all our costliest treasures bring, Christ to Thee, our heavenly King. Holy Jesus, every day keep us in the narrow way, and when earthly things are past, bring our ransomed souls at last. Where they need not no star to guide, where no clouds Thy glory hide. In the heavenly country bright, need they no created light. Thou its light, its joy, its crown, Thou its sun which goes not down. There forever may we sing Alleluia to our King. Now the psalmody, beginning with the antiphon, begotten of the Father before the day star shone, or time began, the Lord our Savior has appeared on earth today. Psalm 135. Praise the name of the Lord, praise Him, servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing a psalm to His name, for He is loving. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for Himself and Israel for His own possession. For I know the Lord is great, that our Lord is high above all gods. The Lord does whatever He wills, in heaven, on earth, in the seas. He summons clouds from the ends of the earth, makes lightning produce the rain. From His treasuries He sends forth the wind. The firstborn of the Egyptians He smote, of man and beast alike. Signs and wonders He worked in the midst of your land, O Egypt, against Pharaoh and all his servants. Nations in the greatness He struck, and kings in their splendor He slew. Sion, king of the Amorites, Og, the king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan. He let Israel inherit their land, on His people their land He bestowed. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, begotten of the Father before the day star shone or time began, the Lord our Savior has appeared on earth today. And the second antiphon, great is the Lord our God, transcending all other gods. Continuation of Psalm 135. Lord, your name stands forever, unforgotten from age to age, for the Lord does justice for His people. The Lord takes pity on His servants. Pagan idols are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but they cannot speak. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. There is never a breath on their lips. Their makers will come to be like them, and so will all who trust in them. Sons of Israel, bless the Lord. Sons of Aaron, bless the Lord. Sons of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear Him, bless the Lord. From Zion, may the Lord be blessed, He who dwells in Jerusalem. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Repeating the antiphon, great is the Lord our God, transcending all other gods. In the third antiphon, the star burned like a flame, pointing the way to God, the King of Kings. The wise men saw the sign and brought their gifts in homage to their great King. 1 Timothy chapter 3. Praise the Lord, all you nations, Christ manifested in the flesh, Christ justified in the Spirit. Christ contemplated by the angels, Christ proclaimed by the pagans, Christ who is believed by the world, Christ exalted in glory. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the antiphon, the star burned like a flame, pointing the way to God, the King of Kings. The wise men saw the sign and brought their gifts in homage to their great King. And the reading is from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 9 through 10. God has saved us and has called us to a holy life, not because of any merit of ours, but according to His own design, the grace held out to us in Christ Jesus, before the world began, but now made manifest through the appearance of our Savior. He has robbed death of all power and has brought life and immortality into clear light through the gospel. In the responsory, all peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race. All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race. All nations will acclaim his glory, men and women of every race. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race. And the Canticle of Mary, beginning with the Antiphon. Seeing the star, the wise men said, "This must signify the birth of some great king. Let us search for him and lay our treasures at his feet, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." And the Canticle of Mary can be found in Luke chapter 1, verses 46 through 55. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm, scattered the proud in their conceit, and has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. And repeating the Antiphon for the Canticle of Mary. Seeing the star, the wise men said, "This must signify the birth of some great king. Let us search for him and lay our treasures at his feet, gold, frankincense, and myrrh." And our intercessions. Today our Savior was adored by the Magi. Let us also worship him with joy as we pray. Save the poor, O Lord. King of the nations, you called the Magi to adore you as the first representatives of the nations. Give us a willing spirit of adoration and service. Save the poor, O Lord. King of glory, you judge your people with justice. Grant mankind an abundant measure of peace. Save the poor, O Lord. King of ages, you endure from age to age. Send your word as fresh spring rain falling on our hearts. Save the poor, O Lord. King of justice, you desire to free the poor who have no advocate. Be compassionate to the suffering and the afflicted. Save the poor, O Lord. Lord, your name is blessed for all ages. Show the wonders of your saving power to our deceased brothers and sisters. Save the poor, O Lord. Let's say together in Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And our concluding prayer, let us pray. You revealed your Son to the nations by the guidance of a star. Lead us to your glory in heaven by the light of faith. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit. One God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.